Assorted freebies. Laundry. Wait in a laundromat. Tell someone with a light load that you'll watch the machine for them if you can stick your clothes in with theirs. Pets. Your local ASPCA will give you a free dog, cat, bird, or other pet. Have them inspect and inoculate the animal, which they will do free of charge. You can get free or very cheap medical care for your pet at a school for veterinary medicine. Underground newspapers often carry a free pets column in the back pages. Snakes can be caught in any wooded area, and they make great pets. You can collect insects pretty easy. Ants are unbelievable to watch. You can make a simple 3/4-inch wide glass case about a foot high, fill it with sand, and start an ant colony. A library book will tell you how to care for them. Every year, the National Park Service gives away surplus elks in order to keep the herds under its jurisdiction from outgrowing the amount of available land for grazing. Write to Superintendent, Yellowstone National Park, Yellowstone, Wyoming, 83020. You must be prepared to pay the freight charges for shipping the animal and guarantee that you can provide enough grazing land to keep the big fellow happy. Under the same arrangement, the government will send you a free buffalo. Write to Office of Information, Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20420. So many people have written them recently demanding their free buffalo that they called a press conference to publicly attack the yippies for creating chaos in the government. Don't take any buffalo shit from these petty bureaucrats. Demand the real thing. Demand your free buffalo. You can get a free 16mm movie about parakeets called More Fun with Parakeets by writing to R.T. French Company, 9068 Mustard Street, Rochester, New York, 14609. This great film won an Academy Award for Best Picture of 1793. Posters. Beautiful wall posters are available by writing to the national tourist agencies of various countries. Most are located between 42nd and 59th Streets on 5th Avenue in New York City. You can find their addresses in the New York Yellow Pages under both national tourist agencies and travel agencies. There are over 50 of them. Prepare a form letter saying you are a high school geography teacher and would like some posters of the country to decorate your classroom. In a month, you'll be flooded with them. Airline companies also have colorful wall posters they send out free. Security. For this trick, you need some money to begin with. Deposit it in a bank and return in a few weeks telling them you lost your bank book. They give you a card to fill out and sign, and in a week you will receive another book. Now withdraw your money, leaving you with your original money and a bank book showing a balance. You can use this as identification to prevent vagrancy busts when traveling, as collateral for bail, or for opening a charge account at a store. Another trick is to buy some American Traveler's checks. Wait a week and report your checks lost. They'll give you new ones to replace the missing ones. You spend your new checks and keep the ones you reported lost as security. This security is great for international travel, especially at border crossings. If you want, you can spend the traveler's checks by giving them to a friend to forge your name. Before you call the office to report the loss, call the police station and say you were mugged and your wallet was stolen. The agency always asks if you have reported the lost checks to the police, so you can safely answer yes. Never do this for more than $500 and never more than once with any one company. Postage. When mailing to the same city, address the envelope or package to yourself and put the name of the person you are sending it to where the return address generally goes. Mail it without postage and it will be returned to the sender. Because almost all letters are machine processed, any stamp that is the correct size will pass. Easter seals and a variety of other type stamps usually get by the electronic scanner. If you put the stamp on a spot other than the far upper right corner, it will not be canceled and can be used again by the person who gets your letter. If you have a friend working in a large corporation, you can run your organization's mail through their postage meter. Those ridiculous free introductory or subscription type letters that you get in the mail often have a postage guaranteed return postcard for your convenience. The next one you get, paste it on a brick, and drop it in the mailbox. The company is required by law to pay the postage. You can also get rid of all your garbage this way. Maps. You can get a free, full-color world atlas by writing to Hammond, Inc., Maplewood, New Jersey, 07040. Ministry. Unquestionably, one of the best deals going is becoming a minister in the Universal Life Church. They will send you absolutely free, bona fide ordination papers. These entitle you to all sorts of discounts and tax exemptions. Right now, sit down and write to Universal Life Church, Inc., 601 3rd Street, Modesto, California, 95351. Let us know how it works out. Atrocities. Join the Army. Veterans Benefits. Write to the Veterans Administration Information Service, Washington, D.C., 20420, asking them for the free services they provide for veterans. Send 15 cents to the Government Printing Office for their booklet, Federal Benefits Available to Veterans and Their Dependents. Watch. A $330 Bulova Sport Timer, accurate to 1/10 of a second, will be lent free to judges and referees to time any amateur sporting event. Call your local authorized Bulova dealer and get one lent to you under a phony name. Tell them you want to time an orgy. Vacations. There are many ways to take a free vacation, but here's one you might not have considered. It's an all-expenses-paid trip to Las Vegas for absolutely nothing. Call a travel agent and request information about Las Vegas gambling junkets. You'll probably have to hunt around because this practice is being curtailed. Different hotels have different deals, but the average one runs something like this. If you agree to buy $500 worth of chips that can only be spent on the gambling tables of the host hotel, they will fly you round trip, pay all hotel and food bills, and provide you with a rented car. Go with a close friend and check into the hotel. Once at the roulette or craps table, you and your friend bet the same amount of chips against each other on even paying chances. For example, he would bet on red and you on black. When either of you wins, you keep the house chips. When you lose, turn in the specially marked chips that cannot be cashed in. What you are doing is simply exchanging the chips you came with for house chips that you can cash in for real dough. Theoretically, your two vacations should cost $23 if you do the betting at the crap table, and $52 if you bet even chances at roulette. That is because the house wins if 0 or double 0 comes up in roulette and if 12 comes up on the first roll of the dice. But it sure is a hell of a vacation for two for $23, and you get free champagne on some flights. You can get half a vacation free by going to the American Embassy or Consulate in the country you find yourself in and claim that you're destitute. There is a law on the books that says they have to send you home. They might try to send you away, but be persistent. Make up a story about how your parents are away from home traveling. Say you got mugged or something, and you are about to go to the newspapers with your story. Eventually, they'll get you a free plane ticket. They stamp your passport invalid, though, and you have to pay the government back before you can use it again. Drinks. When hitching, it's a good idea to carry a bottle opener and a straw. You take the caps off soda bottles while they're still in the machine and drink them dry without ever touching the bottle. Burials. For ways to avoid the high cost of dying in America, write to Continental Association, 39 East Van Buren Street, Chicago, 111.60605. Send them $1 for the Manual of Simple Burial and 25 cents for a list of memorial associates. Astrodome pictures. Don't you just have to have a huge, glossy color photo of Houston's famed Astrodome to show all your friends? Use the teacher bit and write to Greater Houston Convention and Visitors Council, 1006 Main Street, Houston, Texas, 77002. Diploma. Above the paper towel dispenser in a service station restroom was written San Francisco State Diplomas. If you really need a college or a high school diploma, send $2 to Glencoe, Box 834, Warren, Michigan, 48090. They send you one that looks real authentic. It ain't Harvard, but it looks good enough to frame and put on your wall. Toilets. Sneak under.